Lovely to be with you this morning. And we are, in these last, kind of last week and this week, we're having a couple of kind of one-off specials before we start our next teaching series on the Beatitudes next week. But really, they're not really that one-off because they still fit into our overarching theme of discipleship that we're looking at this year. And this morning, we are going to look at a really familiar story that Jesus told us from Matthew 25. So the words are going to come up on the screen, and I'm going to just start by reading it through for us. So it's Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30, the parable of the bags of gold. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Why does Jesus tell this story? What is it about? At its heart, it's about faithfulness. Being faithful with what has been given to us by our master. So for us as Christians, we think about that as what we have been given by God to be used for him, for the purposes of his kingdom, for his glory. And what have we been given? Bags of gold? I mean, maybe some of you have. In another translation, this story is known as the parable of the talents. And although the talent still refers to a unit of money, theologian Tom Wright points out that our modern word talent, in the sense of gifts or skills that an individual possesses, is derived from this precisely because of this parable. So there is a wider lesson for us coming from this story that God wants us to use all of the things that he has given us. Our physical and financial resources, yes, and our gifts, our abilities, our skills for his glory and for the furthering of his kingdom. And the other thing that we've been given is the gospel, to share. The last time I was speaking, I finished with some other words from Matthew's gospel. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. God has given us his word, his truth, his life and his light, along with gifts and abilities and resources, not to keep for ourselves, not to be buried in the ground. He expects us to be faithful with them, to grow his kingdom. And so we're going to get quite practical this morning as we think about the question, what does it look like to be faithful for the kingdom? A couple of weeks ago when Sarah was speaking, she gave us lots of questions to make note of and go away and think about. And we're going to do that again this morning, because what this looks like is going to be different for everybody. So this is for you to go away over the days and weeks to come and work through these questions with the Lord. And so it might be that you want to jot down these questions as we go through, or take a picture of what's on the screen, but hopefully your house group leader this week will also send the questions out to you. So what does it look like to be faithful for the kingdom? Well, let's start by asking this question. What has God put in your hands? Now, that's quite a broad question, so we're going to narrow it down and think about it in three different ways. And it might be that as you're thinking about this, you might want to literally jot down the answers to these next questions. What gifts has he given you? What are you good at? What are you passionate about? What has God placed in your heart? So start there. Answer those questions. Write those things down. And then maybe you make another column and you ask yourself this question. Where has he placed you? How are you positioned in your life? Where are your areas of connection or influence? You might want to start thinking about it as like circles kind of going out the way from yourself, that you think, well, I have my family or my friends or my flatmates, maybe a workplace or neighborhood, community. Maybe there are groups that I'm part of, a hobby that I go to. You might want to go further. You might want to think, well, I'm a member of this city or this country, and I have a vote. You can go as wide or as narrow as you find it helpful to think about where are you positioned in life. And then thirdly, what resources do you have? Do you have money or a home or transport or other physical, practical resources that you might want to list? Do you have some time, some energy? You have a voice that you can speak about things that you care about, a voice that you can speak up about things that you are passionate about. Maybe you have a voice into a particular group of people. And then having mapped all of these things out, ask yourself the question, am I being faithful with what God has placed in my life? How can I use these things most faithfully in service of God and his kingdom? Perhaps you find when you've done this exercise and you've written it all down that there's maybe an area that you're able to identify that you're not actually using for God. Maybe that's an opportunity to take some time and to pray over that area, to ask God, right, okay, what's going on there? I'm not using that area. Maybe it's something that hasn't even occurred to you, that's an area that you could use for God. Maybe you're really into fitness and you go to the gym and it's never even occurred to you that that might be an area of your life where God wants you to be faithful. But that actually he's saying, if you give that to me, if you give that time and that place that you go to me and are intentional about it, I can purposefully harness what I've put in your hands and use it for my kingdom purposes. Maybe you write it down and you write down a workplace, but it's not a workplace that you love. It's not what you're passionate about. It's what you do to pay the bills. And so you've never really considered that a place where God wants you to be faithful and fruitful for him. But now you start to look at it in a different light and think, yes, God is asking me to be a person of light and life in that place, to bring something of Jesus' presence into that place. Or maybe you do have an idea of a skill or a gift that you would like to use, but you're fearful or uncertain about it, about taking that step of faith, because maybe you're feeling like, I don't think that's really good enough to be used by God. Or if I try it, I'll maybe make a fool of myself. Or maybe I'll get it wrong. Or maybe on that bit of paper, you do see something that you feel like God is asking you to do, but frankly, you are already too busy. And you're too tired. And you just don't have time to do one more thing. And perhaps your life is absolutely full right now with all of the things that you absolutely should be doing. I want to make it clear that this is not a talk to make any of us feel burdened or guilty or any more frazzled than we might already be, but rather a call for us to honestly assess if we are putting our time and our energy and our focus into the right things. If we're investing in the right priorities, or are there some areas where God might say, I want you to do less of that because I want you to do something more over here? Sometimes we need to check in with who or what gets our yes, and consequently, who or what gets our no. Because we only have a finite amount of time and energy. So what does it look like for us to be faithful with it? There's a quote in a book by one of my favorite authors, Shauna Nyquist, where she speaks about something that a friend said to her on this topic. Her friend told her, it's not hard to decide what you want your life to be about. What's hard is figuring out what you're willing to give up in order to do the things that you really care about. If I want to be faithful for the kingdom with the things that God has put in my hand, and especially if I feel like I'm not using what he's given me or I'm not using it well, then maybe I need to stop and take stock of who or what is getting my time and my energy and be prepared to make some changes if need be. Now, I think it's also helpful at this point to say that this is not to do with achievement or performance or even results, but rather a posture of the heart that opens our hands to offer and faithfully use what's been given to us. Whatever that looks like, small or big. You'll notice in the story that Jesus tells that the servant who received 5 bags and the servant who received 2 are both given exactly the same commendation. They're both told, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. I want to tell you about 2 friends of mine, both who happen to be called Linda. And the first one is Linda Hoskins, who some of you might know. Linda goes to Holy Trinity in Wester Hills, and Linda is an artist. And if you've ever been in the waiting room of the Wellness Center, then you will have seen her work, because there's actually a really big piece of her work on the main wall in the waiting room there. As an artist, Linda is using her God-given gift of creativity to make work that is infused with something of the divine. But before she decided to go full-time as an artist, she was also a charity worker, and she has a real heart for justice. And so when she looked at what she had in her hand, this creative gifting and also this heart for justice, she decided to partner with some charities to help raise money for their work by donating 10% of her sales. And if you know anything about what it's like to try and make a living as a creative person, you know that donating 10% of your sales is no small thing. Over the last 3 years, she's been working with SOTIS, who are fighting to free people from human trafficking right here in Scotland. And she has raised £10,000 for them, as well as drawing attention to the incredible work that they do. And she has just now started a new partnership with Bethany Christian Trust, who is also one of our mission partners at St. Mungo's. And again, she's raising money and awareness for a particular aspect of their work. My other friend, Linda, lives in Inverness. She used to be a youth worker, which is what she was doing when I met her. And she poured so much of her passion and her energy into the young people that she worked with. But then a number of years ago, she started facing some fairly substantial health challenges, which eventually resulted in her having to stop work completely. It also meant that during COVID, she was in the category of people who were shielding for a really significant length of time. This Linda is also somebody who enjoys being creative. And so during lockdown, she started painting stones and writing Bible verses or words of truth on them. And initially, she just gave them to the only person she could at the time, which was her flatmate who she was living with, because her flatmate loved to place them around the house. And then over time, more people started to see them and really like them, and so she did more and gave them to other people. And slowly it started to snowball into a ministry. And now Linda paints the stones and she brings them to a basket in her church community cafe where they are available for free for anybody who wants to come and pick one up and take it away, either for themselves or to give to somebody or to just take it and leave it somewhere for someone to find. And the staff who work in the cafe have had great conversations with people when they've noticed the stones and they've asked about them because they just seem to really connect with people in a particular way. Linda has been faithful in offering her gift to the Lord, and in turn she has seen his faithfulness through other people's faithfulness, in that they have helped with their financial resources to help her buy the ongoing materials that she needs. Linda says she stopped counting when she reached 2,000 stones about 2 years ago. And so she reckons she's maybe done 3,000 to 4,000 stones to date. Both of these women are seeking to be faithful with what God has put in their hand. Their creative gifting expresses itself differently in very different circumstances, but the heart behind it is the same. As Linda Hoskins was preparing for her most recent partnership with Bethany, it was this passage in Matthew 25 that we're reading today that was in her mind. And she said, as Christians, we are required to take what God has put in our hands and do something with it, so that when we show God our offering, he can say to us, just like in Matthew 25, you have done well, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. She continues, this is not about worldly success. This is about the spiritual key to contentment in life. That as we seek who God made us to be and partner with that, he will reveal more and more to us. For me, it looks like creativity. For you, it could be something completely different. What does it look like for you? What does it look like for me to be faithful to God in this moment? What has he put in your hand? And how is he asking you to use it? But we can't finish looking at this passage without also addressing the servant who does nothing with what he's been given, who buries it only to give it back to his master exactly as it was. That servant hears these words, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is a harsh response in this story. And it's there to serve as a warning for us. We have been given the good news, and we have been given talents and abilities and resources with which to share it, with which to multiply the kingdom. And whether we feel like we're starting with just a tiny amount, or whether we feel like we're starting with a lot, the option that is not open to us if we want to live a faithful life is to bury it, to close our hands over what we've been given and hide it or keep it for ourselves. That is not what it means to be faithful with what we have. Thankfully, because we are reading this story, it's not too late for us to start. If there is a gift that we've been ignoring or not using or overlooking, or maybe had used once but had set it down for a while, there's an opportunity now for us to dig it up and to offer it afresh to the Lord. What do you have in your hand? And are you prepared to offer it, all of it, to God?